And the motion to deny has been approved, and we'll get that resolution when it's ready. All right, we'll move on to our last petition. I know we already heard earlier from Clint Hay talking about the change perch limit. Director Kirschman, are you taking this one as well?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the commission. So this particular petition has a little level of uniqueness, and I may ask staff attorney Mr. Katilnik to jump in here as well if I fumble on my run play here. But in this particular petition, we received multiple petitions stating the exact same thing. And quite honestly, I think it's a result of a gentleman bringing a petition, has lots of colleagues, acquaintances, friends, as was shared here during the open forum. And several other individuals submitted it in the petition format, but I think it was more from the standpoint of support of his petition. However, because they came in as a petition format, we had some discussions about, do we have to address each one of these individually because they came in with a petition format, or do we just address one of them? And so what we came to the conclusion is, remind me, is there 17 other petitions, 18 other petitions, whatever it is, that we would recommend taking the approach of, we would take Mr. Clint Hayes' petition as the primary petitioner for this particular item and take action on that, have the conversation discussion. But the other 17, 18, 60, whatever the number is of those other petitions, we would take those as a whole package and ask for you to deny them since it's the exact same language, the exact same issue, and we'll be taking the action on one of the petitions. And so if you're comfortable with that approach, anything else that we need to add with that? If you're comfortable with that approach, then we would ask, and Mr. Katilnik will give you the example of the motion on that. We'll handle the batch first, come to a conclusion on that, and then we'll actually get into the petition itself that we'll have the discussion and take action on. So Mr. Katilnik.
Thank you. Again, John Katilnik, Staff Secretary, Madam Chair. So the motion that I would suggest to you, as Director Kirschman had talked about, would be, if you're looking at your commission book, it would be petitions found on pages 14 through 30, which totals 17 individual petitions. By statute, they are considered each individual petition, so it does require some action by the commission. So the suggested motion that I would recommend this commission make would be to deny petitions found on pages 14 through 30, as they are redundant or repetitive to the petition that you are about to consider.
Right, thank you. So I would entertain a motion as suggested by Mr. Katilnik. So moved by Commissioner Whitmire.
Second.
Second by Bartling. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed nay. All right, motion passes.
Hey, thank you, Madam Chair. We'll have a resolution drafted for you on that particular action item as well. And then we will go on to the petition submitted by Mr. Clint Hay. And I know Mr. Hay did provide a few comments during open forum. I don't know if you want to give him the opportunity to share any other comments on the petition since we're formally taking it up right now. So, Mr. Hay, if you're still on the line, is there any other comments or perspectives you would like to share with the commissioners?
Yeah, I am. I am still on the line. Thank you. I talked about it earlier and kind of hit some of my bullet points there too. But I don't know how many of you actually, ice fish up in northeastern South Dakota and have noticed an uptick in pressure and anglers coming to the area, which is great. It's nice to see a bunch of people out fishing and everything. But I think our little lakes and sloughs are special and they're getting just a tremendous amount of pressure right now, especially for yellow perch right now. And now, like I commented earlier with the technology and whatnot that we as anglers have today, it's not the same equipment and technology with electronics that we used for fishing that we even had 5 years ago. I remember 5 years ago, you went to Dry Lake number 2 north of Willow Lake and you might maybe see 2 or 3 snow bears out there. Now you go to the landing and it's not uncommon to see a dozen to sometimes upwards to 30 snow bears out on some of these lakes. And a lot of them are guides and there's just a tremendous amount of harvest that is going on with yellow perch right now in a lot of our smaller lakes. And my concern is that, you know, in the future, we might not have the abundance of perch like we even had, you know, 5-10 years ago, just with the uptick of pressure and you know, the technology and the equipment that anglers have at our disposal nowadays. So I'd like to see a change in the limit to kind of offset some of, you know, the population of the fish getting taken out of these lakes, mainly because these lakes are not stocked with perch. The state of South Dakota does not stock perch. So, that's kind of what I'd like to see possibly. Appreciate your time. If you have any questions, by all means, let me know, I guess.
All right, yes.
All right, Madam Chair, and again, thank you, Mr. Haight, for submitting your petition, sharing your thoughts with the commission. Certainly an interesting conversation, not a new conversation to the department. We do hear this on almost an annual basis, especially when you have a hot bite on a particular lake, and there's always some level of concern from anglers about, is a lake going to get fished out, for example, and then they move on to the next lake. And, you know, the one positive thing that I can say about that is we're very fortunate that we have the resources, the lakes in South Dakota, to continue to provide those opportunities for anglers out there as being described right now.
Correct, yep.
So, but a couple of things I would like to share in respect to yellow perch. It is correct that we do not stock yellow perch in our lakes right now. We have done that in the past, and that's been quite some time ago. But one of the unique things that we're very fortunate of in South Dakota with our lakes, in particular when we talk about up in the Northeast, is that we have the ability to produce those fish quite frequently and quite often because of the conditions of our lakes. Now, those can vary and change depending on weather, environmental conditions. But when that water does come up and you have that substrate and vegetation, those things that are flooded and have the right structure in there, we can produce a lot of fish. Yellow perch, they are relatively short-lived, that 4 to 5, 6-year time frame. They're very fast-growing in the Northeast, in particular in the Northeast and those lakes. But not every lake is the same across South Dakota as well. You can't stockpile these fish for a long-term future because of their fast growth and those potential for mortalities, whether they're being harvested through angling or other mortality events that occur out there. Many of our lakes in the Northeast in particular are susceptible to winter kill and or summer kill. Again, based on the structure, the weather elements, and the environment that we find here in South Dakota. The other key point that staff shared with me is that through harvest survey information, creel surveys, and our staff being out there, certainly there are people that go out there and have the opportunity to catch a daily limit, right? I mean, those things certainly happen. But there's more times than not that individuals go out fishing and don't go home with a daily limit either. So understanding the daily limit is 15 right now, but there are folks that when they do go on their annual, their daily fishing trips, they're not going to go home with a daily limit of 15. You can talk about, those heavy pressure out there, and it's like anything else, though. There can always be that level of self-responsibility. You know, the daily limit is set for a daily limit, but that doesn't mean you have to take a daily limit also. And there's a lot of anglers that go out there and do that own, what I would consider, their own self-monitoring and don't take a full daily limit as well. Technology has been brought up, and we talked about that internally as well. That's always a conversation. Technology, electronics, whether you're talking in a boat or ice fishing in this particular case, has certainly had great advancements, right? But at the same time, when you do have the technology, that's also why we have the daily limit in place as well. Once you get to that daily limit, whether you're using electronics or not, or the most highly advanced electronics, or the most rudimentary, the daily limit is still the daily limit. And that plays into that as well. So we certainly understand those concerns that are brought up. We hear about this frequently. The last thing I would share with you, in South Dakota, when you look at some other Midwestern states, we probably consider ourselves a fairly conservative or more restrictive when it comes to daily limit on yellow perch. There's multiple states that are at 20, 25 fish for the daily limit, and we're at 15. Not too long ago, we did have some, in our regulations, some lakes that were 10, some were 15, and we went to a standardized approach statewide to make, number one, less complex for our anglers to know that the daily limit's 15,
And I would share with you, for example, in western South Dakota, where the lakes are different, especially some of those reservoirs in the Black Hills area, that those folks would not appreciate a daily limit of 10 compared to the 15 that they have right now as well. And so it's that balance between all the angling community. It's a balance about opportunities. It's a balance about technology. And what we would offer to you is our recommendation to deny this, stick with the daily limit of 15, and continue conversations moving into the future around this if we see additional needs for adjustments to the daily limit. Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, thank you, Director Kirshen, and this Commissioner Whitmire. On the limits of our 15, how long ago was it when we had 25 or even 50? I just remember what we call liberalized on some lakes, you know, 20, 30 years ago, there was 50 or 100 perch you could have. So I know we brought that down, but...
We had a few lakes, Madam Chair, my apologies. Commissioner Whitmer, I'm just looking to my friend over to my left at the fisheries chief, and he's shaking his head. We've never had 25, but we've had different daily limits on different lakes based on management approaches, and that's why we went with the standardized approach. But John, what was the most frequent change that we've had?
It's probably been less than a 25 for at least 20 or 30 years. It may have been before 15, the standard may have been 30, and then it's been 15 statewide for at least a decade or so.
So those for listening in, our fisheries chief just explained that for at least the past decade, a little over 10 years, it's been at the 15 for a statewide daily limit.
Any other questions? Director Kirshenman, question, we talk about the technology. I'm just wondering what conversations, if any, are being had. When you look at how people can fish today, it's very different than what it used to be. You can find exactly where those schools are. Will we need to start considering that moving into the future?
Madam Chair, I think the simple answer is yes. The challenge is always chasing equipment, advancements, and changes, right? When we talk about this even on angling from boats, how those sonics are changing, advancing. The challenge will be is when and what is that impact, and then when do we try to make changes in respect to those equipment pieces and technologies. Then what happens, and we've had a lot of discussions, and my analogy would be with archery equipment as well, right? You make the adjustments, changes, and then the following year you have another adjustment and change, and so there's a certain degree of constantly chasing it, but I think the simple answer would be yes, there's going to have to always be consideration of that. Our fish staff talk about that on an annual basis also, and they're looking at what do the technologies mean, what are the potential impacts to the fisheries, the daily limits, some of those other social factors. So I assure you that those conversations are happening. They take those into consideration. We'll continue to look at those. I just can't give you a definitive date as to when this means we have to change it to this, but we will continue to stay on top of that and look at that and evaluate it.
Very good. Anything else before we move on to action? All right, I'd entertain a motion at this time.
I'd move to deny.
Motion to deny by Commissioner Walken.
Second.
Second by Bartling. Any discussion on the motion to deny? All right, we'll vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion to deny passes.
Again, I want to thank Mr. Hay and the others that expressed interest in this. And again, we know this is an important topic to a lot of folks, and we'll continue to watch and monitor and evaluate these things as we look at and bring forward fish regulations to you as a commission body in the future as well. And Madam Chair, we will work on drafting up resolutions for you as a commission body to take action on tomorrow to finalize the actions that you took on these petitions.
Very good. Thank you. And thank you to those that came.